The DivaCast, number 61, 9 August 2007. Everybody, we are the divas of the divacast.com. We are five fun, fabulous, 40-something friends, and we rock. And this is Suzanne.
Wow, you've got energy. This is Carrie.
You. I'm Julie.
And it's only the three of us tonight.
I know, it's so intimate.
Oh, I like that word.
Amy wasn't going to be able to make it, and Sharon had a last minute
family emergency.
Yeah, emergency. Yeah. 19-year-old niece at the airport with a less than a one-year-old who wasn't her own.
We're still not clear on that story.
I got the scoop. I'll tell y'all later.
They're probably ordering pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Last time we couldn't find Sharon, she was actually ordering pizza. And she said she wasn't here.
So. Oh, that's right.
Remember? We nailed her.
Yeah, because we called.
That was funny.
Yeah. And Doug was like, oh, she's gone.
Don't you be sounding all judgmental, little Miss Shoe Shopper.
Yes. We nailed Suzanne a couple of weeks ago, didn't we?
I was just having a quickie.
Julie's back. We haven't seen her in so long.
I haven't been here in a while.
We've missed her.
I know. So this is really kind of fun.
Yep.
We had an opportunity to do some live streaming.
And explain what that is.
I was going to say, for people who don't know what that is.
I don't know. I don't know.
We put out invitations, and if you were one of the few, you got to get on there and watch us do our thing on video. So
live
and ask questions, and
you were able to email in questions that we could answer while we were sitting there, and they put it on the computer.
Yep.
On a teleprompter thing. I felt like it was the real deal.
I tell you, those lights were hot enough to be the real deal.
Oh my gosh.
I felt like my makeup was melting into me.
Okay. And what was your response when you saw yourself?
Here's our big whole statement that we all agree on is, have you ever looked at something and gone, who are those people? Because none of us looked like who we are.
Let me just tell you something. When Sharon and I got home, because we all went to dinner, had a nice dinner.
That was
we're all
the
excited.
Best,
that was
best
delicious.
Dinner.
It was great.
Delicious.
We were so excited to get home and watch it. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get home like two little high schoolers. Get on the phone and we'll watch it together. So we synchronized our computers. And I have not laughed that hard. I can't even remember. I was laughing so hard I couldn't even talk. I was crying because Sharon, I mean, I looked bald and had greasy hair, and Sharon had no hair.
She did look.
And she was like
hairless.
Probably like 500 pounds more than she was like all lumpy looking. And she was just like, "Oh my God."
No, I was lumpy looking. She looked like she had breasts that went on forever.
It just went down to her lap. And she's like,
I'm balding.
I sent this invitation to people I haven't seen in 25 years. She's like, they're going to be like, oh,
poor Sharon.
Bless her heart.
And she looked so beautiful.
I know. She looked great.
I know. She had her makeup done that day,
yeah,
remember?
She looked good.
She looked good. She looked better than any of us. And then she ends up looking.
Oh, my gosh. And then I saw myself and I'm like,
you look good, but you definitely are much more, both of you guys, you're much more svelte in person. You had all these little ripples, and I'm like, that is not how Suzanne looks.
Well, next time I'm wearing you know what I did, though? I'm wearing a full body girdle next
one
time.
One of those, yeah. Those.
I'm wearing one that goes up to my neck.
Yeah.
I could not believe it.
It was very strange.
So what is that?
The camera adds weight to you. I guess that's what they're talking about.
But the bald thing, too.
I couldn't quite figure that out.
Well, what happened, I think, because we had that green screen behind us and they colored it pink or whatever that color was.
Which we thought it was going to be green.
I didn't know.
Right?
I didn't even know.
I had no idea.
But behind Amy was a picture. So she looked great.
Oh, okay.
And behind you guys was something. But behind Sharon and I, there was nothing. So our heads just kind of melded into the wall. And I was like, I have no hair. And the funniest part was when we were talking, somebody asked us about aging, and Sharon goes, the part I don't like about aging that I never suspected was I'm losing my hair.
And here she looked like she had no hair.
And we were all like, really? We didn't notice. And then we see the video and we're like,
she is.
Holy crap. She needs hair plugs.
That is so funny.
And you said I looked like I hadn't washed my hair and weeks or something.
Well, I just I started watching it, and then the camera angle on me, I'm watching for like 30 seconds. This is Julie. I'm like licking my teeth. They show it the whole time. And I'm like, okay, could you put the camera on something else? I just didn't really. I'm like, and they're watching. I'm like,
the guys are probably going,
Well, yeah, because your shirt was quite the sexy little thing you had going on in that
picture. I didn't watch enough for it. Yeah, I need to look.
I mean, in the way it was like very...
Was it like too low or something?
No, it wasn't low. It was just very flattering. Yeah.
Oh, I need to go check that out. I'm still not very impressed with it.
But the funny thing is...
My hair was flat.
The funny thing is, with Amy, she looked awesome. But the funny thing is with her, is she's our big censor, self-censorer. Mm-hmm. You know, she always has to be careful what she talks about. And she's just more so than any of us.
Appropriate.
And she was so funny because she kept losing her train of thought and couldn't finish her sentence. And
She had a little anxiety going on.
I think Sharon did too. They were both very nervous. I think them getting there really early and got them all freaked out. And I come flying in and that made them mad too, that we were late. And we were doing the best we could through traffic because we had to go on the other side of Atlanta.
I was stuck.
There was a dump truck, gravel fell, but they were full of anxiety.
And then
we just complicated it by being late.
Oh, well.
But see, we trotted in and sat down and we were ready to go.
I'm like, okay, my makeup looks good.
And then Carrie and I were chatting and Amy's yelling at us because we're not listening. Remember? She was like, and then Sharon said she's not a control freak and she was,
Yeah.
It was just fun.
It was fun. It was very fun. Well, before we get back to the back to school, is it a frenzy or a fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to put that on hold for a minute. You know what? We've got some listener feedback.
Absolutely. Oh, cool. Yeah, Jessica in Tallahassee.
Hi, Divas. My name is Jessica. I'm calling from Tallahassee, Florida. That's right, go Seminoles. And I'm a lot younger than you guys, but I love listening to you guys to see what my future may hold with a house full of children. I have one little boy who's 18 months old right now, and I am a teacher as well. So I just love hearing you guys talk and keeping me company while I'm cleaning up macaroni off the floor. So I appreciate you guys, and I love it. And I am a diva in the making. Bye-bye.
You know, Jessica, don't forget, you got to let that macaroni harden, honey. It's a whole lot better to sweep up than it is when it's wet. Remember, grits, macaroni, rice, and pasta. Just let it, you know.
And then you stamp on it and smush it and kick it off.
Yeah, and it's 10 times
and
easier.
And it can just get in the vacuum.
Yes.
And you aren't a diva in the making. You are a diva.
You already are. Yeah. That's right.
Cute.
It's fun.
It's very fun.
Well, you know what? We have another one.
Oh, my gosh.
This is very cool.
Hi,
I love voice.
This is Kelly from New Jersey, and I just listened to your podcast about massages, and I thought I would share my story. I was in Budapest on a business trip and away from the two kids and the hubby, and one of my girlfriends said, come on, let's go for a massage. And so we had a wonderful spa in the hotel, and I thought, what the hell? So we got into the massage room with the male masseuse who spoke no English. He held a huge towel up over in front of his face, and he said, Andres, please. So I thought, all right, I'm in for a penny, in for a pound. I got on the table, had a great massage with the hot stones and the mud and,
That's
you know,
awesome.
Everything. And when my girlfriend and I shared notes later, she said, it was a great massage, but what did you think about all those little mirrors that were all over the wall? Didn't you think he was probably looking at you? So anyway, you can play this on the podcast.
Gosh.
Love your show.
Oh my gosh. What's a good girl from Jersey doing in Budapest?
Well, that's so exotic. That's very cool.
Wow.
Well, it's probably best she didn't notice him. That would have freaked me out.
Yeah, you could be on the whole internet by now.
Yeah.
Suzanne. Way to give
YouTube, search for Kelly from New Jersey getting a massage.
Oh, my gosh. Well, girl, you're a star now.
Kelly in Budapest.
She's definitely a diva.
That's great. I want you to call us back and tell us what you were doing in Budapest.
Oh, that's very cool.
Very cool.
Very
yeah, you
exciting.
Know what? That's just worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
I have a funny story about one of our most recent interviews, Roland Haas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you get his book, his picture is on his book. So I know what he looks like. When we did the interview, we did it over the phone. My husband went to Home Depot the day before, and he has the book on his desk because I'm making him read it. And he sees Roland, and he walks up, and he goes to shake his hand. He's like, hey. My wife read the book and he introduced himself to him. And he says to me later, I was going to tell him I'm your next CIA contact, you know. But he's like, I was afraid he's going to break my neck before I had time to tell him. I was just kidding. So yesterday when I was in the grocery store, I saw him from far away. And it was so funny because you know how you catch somebody's eye and I'm like, I'm smiling and like, I, you know, long lost friends. And he's kind of looking at me like, do I know her? And I had to go and introduce myself to him. I'm a diva, you know, and his wife, Marilyn, came up and it was just funny because, you know.
Well, how was he? What was it like?
Okay. My impressions of him, first of all, the picture of him on the book does not do him justice. For some reason, he seems a lot shorter on the book jacket. Uh-huh. Did you think for some reason he looked, for some reason, I don't
know
why.
I didn't get an impression he was short.
Okay. No. He's probably a couple, like a head or so taller than me. You know, he's a taller guy. And his arms are like, okay, Marilyn, if you're listening to this, don't get jealous or think I'm like hitting on your husband.
She admitted he's a hottie.
Oh my gosh. He's got these huge
like
biceps.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny. I mean, think about this. I didn't think about any of the stuff that we talked about from his book, really. I mean, you know, the specifics.
Right.
But for some reason, it made me think about, gosh, a man that knows how to do the things that he knows how to do is just, if you were with him as, you know, if that was your spouse, how just protected
safe.
I would feel.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like he just, you know, just think about that.
Yeah.
He's like your personal bodyguard.
Yeah. Well, remember she said when they met, he owned a health club.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he was, you know, working out. And
well, let's just name the book. It's called Enter the Past Tense, My Secret Life as a CIA Assassin, and it's by Potomac Publishing. Awesome, awesome, awesome read. You can go to the divacast.com website and go order it. I'm telling you, you cannot put this book down.
Fascinating.
It's going to keep you awake at night and kind of be a little scary. I loved it. I loved
this book.
There's just
so much we don't know that goes on. And
yes.
You know, it gives you a whole new appreciation for the military and these families that
yes.
work for the government and what they sacrifice for our safety.
And I have to say, I just think that, you know, to me, he really is a hero, even
Absolutely.
Though he's done some things that other people might consider, well, he's a killer or a murderer. You know what? He's kept my country safe
yep.
and he's kept my kids safe. And for that, a huge debt of gratitude. And He paid a huge price with his own alcoholism and just a huge downward spiral mm-hmm. into despair.
Well, and that's what he did say yesterday at the grocery store. He said, you know, a man came up to him at the gym and said, your book has given me the courage to step out. He's the guy that has some kind of secret clearance. What's it called?
Top secret?
Security clearance.
Yeah, security clearance. And he said, you know, I never felt like I had the freedom to admit that I had a problem, but after I read your book, I've come out.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was really cool.
He can touch a lot of lives that way.
Mm-hmm.
I just joined the gym again.
You
and
did?
I made Robin join.
Good for you.
I know.
Wait, you can't make him join. That doesn't work.
Well,
I told him
he's every time he goes and we work out together, I told him that it's kind of, think of it as foreplay.
Okay. I thought,
and so you're
promising?
What? All of a sudden,
dangling
my God.
Dangling that carrot.
Yeah, he is into it. He's like, hot diggity.
And you're going, what did I do? That's funny.
Good for you. All right, so school starts Monday.
Yay! Oh my God, it's not happening fast enough.
Oh, honestly, I work at the school, so I'm not excited because I'm really not ready to start back to work, and I'll be working full-time this year, so.
And tell what you do, Julie.
I'm an interpreter for the deaf in the public school, and we are seniors this year, which is very exciting. But our schedule is, holy moly.
Which you mean
chemistry.
The girl that you interpret
chemistry
for.
And you have to.
Oh,
listen to me.
I'd
I've
be
got
in big
chemistry,
trouble.
Economics. What's the other? There's another, like some kind of world history. I mean, y'all, these classes, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can even spell chemistry.
I just have a question. Do you learn a lot when you're interpreting?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it would be like going to high school.
It
would be like I would actually be there for the first time.
Well, and it's true. And it's because now it's actually interesting. I can remember in eighth grade biology, we were watching a movie on tornadoes and something, winds and tornadoes and storms. And it was closed caption, so I didn't have to sign. So she's watching the movie and I'm watching the movie and I'm like, oh, I turn around, and I'm signing to her. Isn't that cool? Did you know that? Oh my gosh. And she looks at me, she goes, Miss Julie, who cares? And I'm like, that is so interesting. Did you know that? She goes, I don't care. So, which is how I was when I was
too.
In eighth grade. But now I'm like, oh, that is so cool. And yeah, when my kids come home now, I can go, did you want to conjugate that verb? I'll be happy to help you.
Yeah.
And I tutor my neighbors.
Wow. Yeah. Really? I mean, it's like a whole other education.
Yep.
Wow.
It's good. It's fun. But I'm dreading chemistry. I can tell you that. I hated it in high school and college, and I'm dreading
but
it this
you
year.
You know what, sweetie? You're so smart. Julie, I don't know. You might find out that could actually be
No. And it's fourth period, which is the longest period of the day, which is an hour and a half because that's when lunch is.
Oh, my gosh.
Last year was way cool because I had the lunch that was in the middle. So we would go 30 minutes to history, go to lunch, and then have 30 minutes history, which was cool because it breaks up the day. Chemistry, I go to lunch and then I have a whole hour of chemistry uninterrupted. I'm like, ugh. Yeah. So I'm not excited. It'll be fine. Once we get in the rhythm and get going, it'll be fine.
I think that's so cool.
But I'll have two in middle school this year and one still in elementary school. That's kind of weird.
I have none in elementary anymore. You have just yours in elementary.
I just have mine.
Sorry.
His last year.
His last year. I know. It feels really, really kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird. It's different. It's just,
I like,
you know,
it.
They grow,
I think,
every
it's,
year.
I like it.
They I love every age.
I
That's
do too.
What I was saying. I thoroughly enjoy where my
I do too.
Kids are at. I love it.
I can think back of those times when, you know, my youngest had the curly hair and the thumb in her mouth and the blankie and just want to hold that little baby one more time. But I wouldn't, you know, give it up for a second.
Mm-mm. Next year, I'm dreading next year already. I'll have one in each school.
Oh, gosh.
I'll have one in high school, one in middle school, and one in elementary school.
What were you thinking?
Wow.
2 years apart. That's all I'm thinking.
Get them out of diapers and go on to the next one.
You know, it's fine. I mean, they're excited. My youngest is so excited. So he, which makes it a whole lot easier, you know?
Oh, yeah, when they're excited.
Yeah.
Okay,
and my daughter's excited about middle school, so. And my son's excited because he's the senior in middle school.
Oh, he's like the big man on campus.
Yeah, 8th grade. Big man on campus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
What were you going to say?
I was just going to say, so if you could stay home and do nothing, if we didn't have to work, would you be one of those moms who like had a champagne brunch as soon as you got your kid on the bus and had all the women over and you could have a champagne brunch?
Didn't we do? We did that. You didn't come over though, did you?
We didn't have a champagne brunch, but we went to the country club, remember?
No, we had it at my house one time a long time ago when they were, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
That.
It wasn't a formal brunch. You know me.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Not, it was fruit and muffins and
how
we
fun.
Did have champagne. You were there. I think you were both there.
I probably was. I don't know.
This is years ago.
So.
This is when they were little. Like we're talking preschool.
I just know that when I was, when my oldest went to kindergarten, I was traumatized. I remember laying in my driveway crying after he got on the bus.
Really?
And my girlfriend down the street, one of my neighbors rode by and saw me laying there.
Was that
there.
Jody or?
Well, called Jody, my other friend down the street, and said, Julie's laying in the driveway. You better go get her. And so Jody came down and she's like, are you okay? And I was like, he went to school. Of course, I still had two homes, so I don't know what I was thinking.
That's so funny.
Wow.
If you talk to the manic mommies, they'd be like, cheering, skipping, and jumping, and
that's the way I was.
Yippee, skippy!
I've got my freedom back.
You think you have so much time?
I don't know.
You think you have so much time, but you don't. You don't. You know that day goes by quick.
It goes by way too fast.
Oh, it does. There's never enough hours in the day. You think you have more time, and then you don't.
My oldest played a trick on me this morning because my youngest went to the first day. You know, meet the teacher, and she was so excited because she had all her friends in her class, and it worked out great. So then my oldest went later in the day, actually with my husband, and after my appointment, I kept trying to track him down, couldn't get her. Finally, you know, I actually called her friends because they're like my own. I'm like, okay, this is the meddling mother. Tell her to call me because I want to find out how it went. So she gets on the phone and she goes, Mom, and I could hear her voice. She's like, Mom, I don't have anybody in my class and I don't have anybody on my team. I said, not one person, not one. She's like, no, not and none. I'm by myself. I mean, she was, and then she
could hear it quivering.
Yeah. All of a sudden she busts out laughing. Ah, ha, ha, just kidding. This one's in my class and this one's in my class. And I'm like, oh my God, I've created a monster. I'm
yeah,
like,
here you are fixing to cry, ready to call the school. And you know,
I'm like, it's okay. You'll make friends
we'll
the first
fixed.
Day.
We'll fix this for you.
It's all her all the teasing her father and I do. It's all backfiring now. She's like,
because
you know,
they learn how. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So
it's all good though.
It is all good.
What else we got going on?
I don't know. Are we going to play this other voicemail?
Hey divas, this is Kristen from the
Kristen.
Manic Mommies, and I'm feeling particularly guilty because Aaron and I recorded a really cute congratulatory message for your 1 year anniversary, which is still trapped in my laptop. So before I let it go too much longer, Aaron and I want to congratulate you on making it 1 year and passing the number 50 mark, and for just doing a great job. We love listening to the divas. I know that Aaron and I both aspire to be divas. But for now, we're Manic Mommies, and we hope that the divas will consider coming to the Manic Mommies Escape November 9th, 10th, and 11th in Newport, Rhode Island. If you need information, you can visit our website at manicmommies.com. Congratulations again. Bye.
Aww.
They are so nice.
That was wonderful.
So, and they say aspire to be divas. They can be a manic mommy and a diva.
I say we're manic divas. That's my term.
Yeah, I like that. You can double dip.
Yeah. Because I'm absolutely definitely manic. Definitely.
And they're definitely divas.
So they're having a getaway. So we have to consider doing that.
I know. I really want to go. I really want to go to this getaway. And you and I are talking about going. Right.
Sharon was talking about going. It's too cold for Julie. She doesn't want to go.
No, actually, I'd love to go to Rhode Island, but I'm sure I can't get the time off.
It's Friday to Sunday. It's Friday to Sunday.
I know, but I have travel hockey tournaments this year.
Oh, okay.
So, yes.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, she's off.
Okay, I guess you and me drinking champagne in first class.
That would be awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
Would that not be a blast?
And we can go get a massage by a man who holds up a towel and
it has mirrors.
I could care less. I'd be like, go ahead. Whatever you got to do, just get your hands on me.
Oh, yeah, with a body like that. Yeah, just go ahead. Look at me.
Would you stop?
We did have two cool emails from Karen. One's from Karen. And she loved the interview with Roland Haas. Loved it.
Oh, cool.
Called it riveting.
Excellent.
Absolutely. And then we have our diva dad, Pascal.
Ah!
He's
I love
the
that
French
name.
Mr. Mum, he says. And he says, we are rocking and we need more women power in this world for peace, communication, and good fun.
Pascal, call us back, dude.
I know
we
he needs to leave us a voicemail.
I want to hear the voicemail, Pascal.
I know, Pascal. Yeah. Do you come with a French accent?
Yes. Hello.
If you don't, you better hire somebody.
You better make it up.
Yeah. Call us and leave us a voicemail or send us an email. And you can just go to our website at thedivacast.com. No spaces.
Look on your iPod right now. And there should be the number going across the screen if you're listening to us on your iPod. That's the easiest way. Or if not, go to the website.
And we'll play you.
And we want to thank Natalie Brown for our opening song, Queen of Me. And
as
we are
always
closing with a new song called Babe by Erin. It's a brand new song on the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out. Bye, guys.
Bye,
see
everybody.
the best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.